Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Lea.
Meseches Chulin, Daf Ayin Dalet. Omer Rav Chizda, in the middle of the Omid, Machloikis Be'ever Du'ubar Chai. Avo Be'ever Du'ubar Meiz, Dira Koyal Shchitois and Nipu. Rabbo Mamakam Chloikis Bazeh, Kach Machloikis Bazeh. What's the Chulin between Ever Chai and Ever Meiz? So Rashi is mefarish, and he says the uber chai yesh b'mino shchita. Uber chai it shayach shchita. Tosfos says that the korach of the kavani is to a ben ches, not to a ben tes, because a ben tes is like a regular behema, according to our mayor, and it's toan shchita. L'chayra, if how is it considered yesh b'mino shchita? The time of the Mishnah holds that a ben ches is ein b'mino shchita. So the Marsha explains that it's choshev yeshu mina shchita agav imoy. And that's the svar over here. Since the uber itself becomes mutter, therefore, it has a din of shchita not ois nipul. But the mace, it's not shaykh to say this. Mace is still, you have to understand the svar to mechal between an uber chai and uber mace. Uber chai yesh mina shchita to an uber mace, the aim mina shchita. What exactly is the svar? Why do we say that by every mace, Eved Uber Meis, Kuli Alma Shchita, is Oysa Nipo. Limrei Moshe over here in Simon Dalet says, Geshmak Kabir, in our Sugya. He says, there are two Svaras in the Yisoid of the Heter Achila of Uber Nimtza Mei Imai, Mishas Shchita. When you find an Uber in the mother, Mishas Shchita, then it's a regular Ben Pakua, that is Mutter without its own Shchita, the Shchita of the mother is sufficient. There's two ways to understand it. Either we understand it that the Ubar is considered a chelik of the guf of the aim, the gabi heta achila, like you learn out from the pasuk behema behema, whatever is nimtza b'mei imay, is muta b'achila, it's exeris hakosav, behema behema. Another svar we find is that the shchit of the aim is misyacheses to ubar also. When the shchita takes place in the aim, it's as if there's a shchita in the ubar itself, and in Mela, the ubar had a shchita, the ubar had a shchita, so the ubar is muteris. So then Rav Moshe explains that Rav Chizda held that both svaras are correct, but it's totally in what case we're talking about. If the uber is chai, and he says the lashon is ba'ifin ikrein be'iker, a shchita is noyegis by, that means it's shaykh a shchita in the uber chai. So the reason why it's with teres ba'achila is because you look at the aim as you look at the shchita in the aim as if it would be a ma'isa shchita in the uber itself. The meila, even a evra yoytze, we're out of its goof, the goof of the aim, b'sha shchita, and it's not nechshav, a chelik l'gufa from its guf, but it's nechshav that it was geshachtin and it becomes a tar v'tumas nevela because it's lemaisa it's a chelik from the uber the evra yoytze is a chelik from the uber and the uber it's chal shchit of the aim and just like in the uber it's chal shchit of the aim and it's matir b'achila so the shchit of the aim is also chal klape the evra yoytze because the evra yoytze is a chelik of that uber. And that's why it's matayr it midein avela because it's the shchita affected the shchita to zayif the tayr midein avela. The aver itself is still also b'achila because the Torah calls it a treifa. But lamaisa is matayr midein achila. That's the shchita derabbanan that by uber chai the shchita is not ois and nipul because we consider the shchita in the aim as if it will be a shchita in the uber. And if a shchita in the aim is considered like a shchita in the uber, then it doesn't just affect the uber that's inside, but it affects also the eva yoytze. It's a shchita in both. It's a shchita because in the eva yoytze, because the eva yoytze is a chelik of the uber. Legabe eti mitayim dein availed. That's why the uber yoytze, the eva yoytze is tahar. It's still aser ba achilo because the Torah considers it a treifa because of basav sada treifa to say chelu. But al kopanim, the shchita of the aim is mitaher the evra yoytze, and that's why the rabbanon hold ein shchita oisa nipul. It's not, but shenkin by an uber mace, it's not shayach a shchita. That's what Rashi meant that uber mace, it's not b'mina shchita. There's no shchita by uber mace. So if the uber mace, there's no shchita. So what's the etza? What's the reason why it's muteres agav aim? The teretz is it's mutel achila agav the aim, not because it's nechshav kishochud, not because the shchita the aim is a shchita in the uber mace. Bal korach is not shayach a shchita in a uber mace. It's dead. It's not shayach a shchita. It's not shayach shchita lachamisa. So what's the reason why the Umar Meis is Muteres? The reason is because it was found in the mother, which in the mother is called Teres Shechita. That's the Xeris HaKos of a Kol Behema Techelu, that whatever is inside the Behema becomes Muter Ba'achila. I mean, it's not that the Shechita in the Eim is a Shechita in the Ubar. The Shechita in the Eim is a Shechita in the Eim. Not in the Ubar at all. The Ubar is Meis. But the Uba, which is Nimtza, Mimei Behema, with that aim, it was Chala, Teras Shechita, so there's Exeris HaKos of Kol Behema Techelu. Whatever is Besecha Behema becomes Muter Ba'achila. But Avada, it's not considered like the Ubar Meis who had a shechita. It's not keshochut. Memela, this heter would only help for whatever chelik of the uber is inside, not for the chelik of the uber that's outside. Since it only helps for the chelik of the uber that's v'seicha guf, where the shechita is mesiacheses to the guf or aim, so that chelik has a shechita. But the chelik of the uber, which is yoytze, the shechita of the aim is not mesiacheses to it at all. Memela cannot become tahar midei nevela idei shechita sa aim. And that's why the Rabban agreed to Rameyer that Shechita Oysa Nipul, in a case of Uber Meis, because the whole Heter is only on Mash Mifnim, a Mash, not a Mash Bechutz. In summary, we're explaining the din of Chizda that was Mechal between a Uber Chai and Uber Meis. Then Uber Chai, we have the Machlekes Rameyer and the Rabban on whether the Evra Yoitze is Tar Midei Nevela the Shechita Saim or not. But in the Uber Meis, everybody's masking that Shechita is a Nipul and that the Shechita doesn't affect the Evra Yoitze. And we explained, based on what Rashi says, that Uber Chai is Yeshemina Shechita, that it means that the heter of the Uber by Uber Chai is different than the heter of the Uber by Uber Meis. But Uber Chai, the heter is as if the Shechita of the aim was the Shechita in the Uber. And if you can be done a Shechita in the Uber, then it affects the Evra Yoitze also. And the male, the Evra Yoitze becomes Terminei Nevela. And that's the Shechita Rabbanan, that Shechita is not Reis Nipul. And Mashenkin, by an Uber Meis, the Shechita doesn't have any effect on the Uber. That's not what's being mounted Uber. The Shechita is only a Shechita in the aim. The Heter of the Uber is because of the Xeris HaKos of Kol Behema. Since the Heter of the aim, of the Uber, of the Mikitzad, the Xeris HaKos of Kol Behema, it's only whatever is inside the Uber, the aim. Whatever's inside the aim has that Heter of Kol Behema. Behema, Behema. Mashain came the chelik of the aver that was yaitze, which doesn't have that heter, doesn't, because the xeris akos, it's outside, so it doesn't have the shechita either. It doesn't have the mile of the shechita seim, and mele the shechita seim is not mitam de nevela. And that's why, by an aver meis, the rabbanon agreed to a mayor that shechita is oise nipul. That's avone in Rav Chisda. Let's go to the next gemara. And the next gemara is gevaldige shaila. And there's a lot to speak about to explain this shaila and its applications. Boy Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia had a shaila. Oishia is yod ilamei behema v'shochat ben tes chai. Somebody sticks his hand into the rechem of the behema, and there's a ben tes there about to be born, and he made a shechita. Mao. So what's the shaila? The shaila, the shechita will help. Tiboyel rameir, tiboyel rabban, the Gemara says. Tiboyel rameir. Ad kan the kamer ben pakua ton shchita. Rameir holds that a ben pakua ben tes chai requires his own shchita. Like the Gemara Mishnah later, Vanam Amid, Hani Mili Echad Yoslav Yeroilam. It's only if it came out. Avalot Meima Lo Shai Le Shchita. Meima doesn't help a shchita. We deal with the Rabbana and Dalat Simonim Achsher Bei Rachmana. The Torah was Machsher either the Uber Ide Shchita Saim two Simonim and Ide Shchita Atzmai another two Simonim. That's four Simonim Achsher Bei Rachmana, and a Meila could have a heter shchita. So, chayyur the ikar suffik of the Gemara, Rabbi Yishia, is if there's a teira shechita to an ubar that's b'mei imai in the mother's stomach, or maybe there's no shem shechita mechlal until afterwards yais lavir oilam, because it's bottled in aim the simanim not simanim, and this suffik the Gemara says klar is ladat and lefi everybody lekuli alma, even according to a mayor in the following mission of the bottom of the Amid that holds that a ben tes chai is neither like a very b'fni atzmi, its own an entity, and requires its own shechita, doesn't have a heter, aide shechitas imay, but still, maybe it's not shaykh shechita b'mei imay, until after it comes out. And even that according to Rabbanan that hold, that a ben tes chai is takenitter b'shechitzeim, as then like a regular ben pakua, that becomes mutter, without its own shechita, just through the shechita of the mother, shechita of the aim, but there's a musig of dal simonim achshemir achmana. So maybe it could be also mutter through its own shechita in the mei imay, or maybe that's not called a shechita. The achrayim ask from this shaila, from this gemara, a starke kasha neshitze Rambam, legabi the psul of chalada in shechita. What does that mean? There's a famous Rambam that paskins in ilcha shechita, that if a person spreads out a matlis, piris matlis ala sakin, you put a shmata or something over the knife, the shchita knife, val tzavra behemo, v'shocha tachas ha matlis, hoil vena sakin galuya hareza safik nevela. Since the sakin is not open, so it's a safik nevela. Why is it a safik nevela? The safik mitzad psul of chaloda. It's one of the five psulims in shchita, where a person normally chaloda is where you shecht in between the simonim, and that's hidden inside. Over here, if it's hidden also just by being covered by a matlis, or on top of the sakin, taka tzavra behema, it has a psul chaloda. Nachrenim asks, according to the Rambam, why did Rava Yishev have a shayla? That may be the reason why the shchita may imay, shchita to ubar, is not a shchita because it's teich imay, it's maybe it's both like avim, maybe it's simonim and not simonim, it's not a shchita. Typically, you should say the reason, Rava Yishev should say the reason why the shchita may imay, Yishev's yodil may behem of a shochat ben tezchai is not a shchita because of the psul of chaloda. Because the sakin of the shchita, the knife of the shchita is covered over by the guf and the aim. So why isn't there a psul chaloda here? According to Shitzin Rambam, that vibes a suffix. Bal karchach, because something which is not tied and wrapped around the neck of the animal, doesn't passel if you shecht underneath it. So why did the Rambam say, how did the Rambam paskin appears matlis ala sakin v'atzavar? Why is there, over there, a suffix chaloda? Now the MS, the Rambam is really suffix in the Gemara earlier, in the beginning of Chulin, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh, Simuch of Dalit. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Mechara Paskin, is Avali Mamatlis, Poros al Tzavoro, Vishochat, Shchitosik Shera. That's the Shita of Rav Rishonim, that a Matlis itself is not considered Chaloda, if you shecht underneath it. V'yesh Misha Paisel Gambozeh. Some Pasel, even in this, Ulchatchil Yeshlochus Advar. Some Pasel, even if there's a Matlis which is spread out al Tzavar in its neck, and you do a Shchita underneath it. And therefore, Ulchatchil, Mechara says Yeshlochus Advar. The Taz, Avada says that Yesh Misha Poshel is a Shitza Rambam, but the Taz of the Tziv Katan Dal asks in the Shitza Rambam from our Sugya. From our Sugya, Ravashi has declared the Shaila of Hoshitz Yodel, Mebehim, Shocha Ben Teschaif, and the fact that Ravashi declared the Shaila, Vaisech is that that's not called Chaloda. Chaloda has to be at least tied to the Behim. If it's not, if it's just covered over with a matlis, that's not a Psul Chaloda. Now the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef over there answers the Taz's Taina, and he says a few reasons, ways to explain that maybe our Gemara is different. That the psul of chaloda wouldn't apply to Rav Yishai's shayla of hoishes yod, sticking your hand to the mei behema and shechting a ben teschai. Shechting in the mother's rechem is not the same thing as putting a matlis over and having psul chaloda. Why? What's a chilek? So first, one teres the shach says in the Kudas HaKesef, because it wasn't yet yitz lavir olam, so it's not shayla chaloda. Pskilu that the psul of chaloda is only after it's born. Before it's born, you can't have psul chaloda. You have to know the makor for that. Another terrace that Shach says is that the sugya, our sugya, it maybe goes in tintalimah. It's an in tintalimah. If you say matlis is kosher, so what about our shayla? In other words, enichanami, the Gemara is nachis to the shayla of chaloda, tachas matlis, underneath a cloth, or underneath something covering it. But on the tzad, that's not a psul chaloda, maybe there's anyway a problem, because it's mimei imay. And the third teretz, the Kudas HaKesef says, Alam Nisha teretz, that a rechem is different than being covered over by a matlis. A rechem is not a kisui. It's not a covering. A rechem is a bias. A rechem is considered the bias of the ubar. And if it's the bias of the ubar, there's no chaloda. A person shechts in a deer shall behem, a person shechts in a barn, a person shechts in a house, there's no psul chaloda, even though it's covered over by the house. It's not called covered over. You're in the bias. It's not kisui, a matlis. That's a shayla of chaloda, maybe according to Shitas Rambam, but not if it's in a bias. And the rechem, even though it's more similar to like something covering it over, that's considered bias shalla. It's not nidan kikisui, and there's no psul chaloda at all. Now, remember the in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh with Siman Yudal and Sivov in the Hagah. It brings our Gemara, Shaila. This is early in your day. It says, "V'mshachat uber mei imay loy mikri shchita." It's not called shchita. And the Taz says that that's our Gemara Shaila. It's boidi don, v'loy yevshita. It weren't paishit. It was not paishit the Shaila. So the Taz says, "Dazlina lechumra go lechumra." The Taz brings v'shem the lavush that lavush is mefarish the boy ravaishia leinyan chaloda. That's kufa the sofik ravaishia whether or not a shechita bimei imai, it bimei behema, is that possible mitam chalada, or it's not possible mitam chalada. That's guva nid of the Gemara. That was a Rishash's shaila. That's guva the sveika Rav Yishai. The Taz says shkogihi, because that's not the boy of the Gemara. Mashmoyis haGemara is not mashmas to chalada at all. The Gemara is still su chalada. The Gemara is still su dalat simana machshemirachmana. The Gemara is still su hanimin heich diosna vira oilam. Maybe that is through chalada, but the Taz says it's a shkoga to say to mifarish that the Iboi of Rav Yishai is an Iboi of Chalada. Oh. Now let's move on a little bit further in discussion. The Rif and the Rambam are mashmit the Iboi. The Rif and the Rambam do not bring Bechlal the Iboi of Rav Yishai. And the Rishonim are bothered. Shulchan Aruch, we pass, and maybe Rishonim do bring it, and that's when Shulchan Aruch is brought down as a suffering, we go Lechumra. That maybe it's a Shechita, maybe it's not a Shechita, it's not a Shechita, because we go Lechumra. But the Rif and the Rambam ignore it. The Bechlal don't bring this shaila Rav Yishai. So the Ran on the Rif says that why didn't the Rif bring the shaila? Because really later there's an Iboi by Shochres HaTreifa U'motzav Ben Teschai. There's a, if a person shechts a Treifa, and inside he finds a Ben Teschai, could you be matted the Uber through its own Shechita? Then the fine hey, is a shaila. What's the suffix? Do we say Dalet Simonim Achshei Rachmanu or not? If you say Dalet Simonim Achshei Rachmanu, that means that you'll have an opportunity to be matir the Ubar two ways. Either the Shechita So'em, the two Simonim of the Aim, and it has like an in Ben Pakua, the Shechita Rabbanon is Ben Teschai is Nitta B'Shechita So'em, or it can be Nitta with its own Shechita, its own Simonim. That's Dalet Simonim Achshei Rachmanu. Or maybe you say, since the mother is a treifa, so then he doesn't have a heter of its own shechita. Zok deran, so chayik shtal tzu. We maskanas the gemara over there is that dal simon and achshmei rachmana, and therefore you can be matir the vlad of ben tes chai of a treifa. You can be matir that uber that vlad either shechita saatzmi through its own shechita. So zok deran, if the maskanas the gemara is dal simon and achshmei rachmana, so then you can be matir the uber b'shechita saatzmi even meimai. So the reason why the Rif and the Rambam were mashmit the Iboi or Rav Yishai is because that's the thing Gemara's poshut the Shaila later. He understood, the Rambam understood in the Rif Shita that that's exact, it's totally Zebozeh. Whatever the din would be of a Ben Tes Chai that's found inside a Treifa where the Shechita of the mother is not Mata the mother, but it has its own Shechita because Dalet Simonim Achshmei Rachmana, that same Halacha, the Dalet Simonim Achshmei Rachmana, and its Nitter becomes Mutter with its own Shechita, applies to Rav Yishai's case. You have a Ben Tes Chai, and Mimei Behema, it's the same thing. Why not? And I Yishechted Mimei Behema. Yishechted Mimei Behema, the Shechita should help. That the Gemara itself has that sad. Dal, Afil Rabbana, Dal Simon, Machshmei Rachmana. And it helps. Shechita Satsumai. Azai Shtet Niran. And that's his explanation of the Rif and the Ram why they were Mashmei Diboy Rav Yishai, because it's already been paskind that Shechita will help Mimei Imai. Comes along the Chuvis Shvis Yankiv. The guy that Shlomi Eger brings in the Gilyan Marsha in Shulchan Aruch, he says another pshat. I'll tell you another pshat why the Rambam and the Rif were mashed with the Shah of Rav Yishai, because the whole Iboy Rav Yishai is only according to Rav that hold in Laman Amud Bey is that Takas Ha'er is Ksheira, that's not called Chalada. Well, Laman Amud Bey, the Gemara talks about the Psul of Chalada, the Gemara says, Rav says if it's Takas Ha'er underneath the skin, not Takas HaSimonim, that's not Chalada. So Zogt, the Shvus Yankiv, that Kolshkein Tachas HaMatlis is Ksheira, according to Rav. There's no suffix. If Tachas HaOyer is Ksheira, for sure Tachas HaMatlis is Ksheira. The only time it's Chalad, if it's Tachas HaSimen. But according to what Bey Rav says over there, that Tachas HaMatlis is a suffix Chalad, and the Ram Taka Paskins that it's suffix Chalad, so then who added? Moshe Yadol Sech Mei Behem V'Shachar is a suffix Chalad. So this, with boy Rav Yishai, and instead, like Mamash, like the Levush learned to suffer the Gemara, is a Safik Halada. So if it's a Safik Halada, so the Ram was mashmit the boy Rav Yishai, because he already said what Allah is. If you put a, you do a Shechita underneath a Matlis, it's a Safik of Halada. So if you go ahead and you stick your hand into the Mei Behem and you do a Shechita, it's also a Safik Halada. So the Ram is showing a brain to Allah. He already brought the Allah that it's a Safik Halada. So mainly, the Ram does not have to bring this Iboi. So far we have two ways to explain the Shitas of Rambam and Rif, why they are mashmid the Iboi of Rav Yishai. Either because it's already Gepaskin with the Vlad of a Treifa, we Paskin Vlad of a Treifa, the Dalet Simon Mashmir Achmana, you can be matted of Vlad, Veshchita Sa'atzmai, so too, sticking your hand into the mother's stomach, it's the same thing, go put your hand to the Rechem, make a Shchita, Dalet Simonim, Achshemir Achmana, and it is Mutter Veshchita Sa'atzmai. That was one Malach, that was the Malach of the Ran, and the Malach of the Shvus Yankiv is that it's a Safik Chaloda. And the Ram already said, if every Safik Chalod is a Safik Shchita, Safik of its Pekosh or Apostle, so the Ram didn't have to bring this as a separate boy, Rabbi Yishu. This is Mamish, the case of Safik Chalod. Oh. But Toisvis, Laman Anayin Hei, is Mechali between the boy, Rabbi Yishu, and the case of Sheikh HaTrefa. Not like the way Ran once explained the Rif in the Rambam. He says that there's a chilik over there by Sheikh HaTrefa, Motzel Man Teschai. Could be it's worse over there, because it's like half is ready geshochten. Because you already the mother has a shechita and the shechita doesn't work for the vlad, but and even according to Rava, it's dal siman achshmir achmana and it helps the shechita. Still over here, maybe it's worse. Why is it over here worse? Because it was not yet yotz lavir ha'olam. That's lashna tois. Akati la yotz lavir ha'olam va'asa afilu rameir. That means that sad to say that shechita does not help me'imai is because it was not yotz lavir ha'olam. So mainly, even if you paskin dal siman achshmir achmana. And it helps a shechita for ben tes of a tray with a mother with the email is a treifa, but over here it could be worse. The shechita won't help me email. So mele it's vayta shmer that the rif and the rambam should not have been mashmid the iboy. They should have went ahead and brought down this, the shaila of the gemara. It's still a shaila because maybe a shechita me'imai is not a shechita. Now the ran on the rif is machalik, and he says that the dalit he quotes and says not that lashna like lashna teisvis because it was yoytz avir oilam. He brings that the Mokhti Machalot in Dal Simon Achshmir Achmana and a Shechita and Me'ima in the mother's stomach is because Dal Simon Achshmir Achmana is only when the Simoni or Aim do not help for the Vlad. For example, let's say the mother's a Trefa or was ripped out. So the Simoni Aim don't help at all. The Simoni Aim are not Mate Bachila. So there's no Simoni Imai. But, so if there's no Simoni Imai, then Avadin has his own Simonim. But, when you have Simoni Imai, that's in our case, the mother is healthy and well, and there's no reason why you can't check the mother, you matter the Vlad. You didn't have to stick your knife into the Uber, into the Rechem, to the Mei Imai, and do a Shechit on the Ben Teschai. You could have either waited to check the mother and we went to Ben Pakua, or waited till it was Nailan. It has Simoni Imai. Simoni Imai Avada Amatir. Simoni Imai work. If it has Simoni Imai, it does not have Simoni Atzmai. That's the tzad to say that our Gemara Vaishis is worse than the case of Vlad of a Trefa. Or maybe both cases, Benkach and Benkach, said Dal Simon Machshmir Achmanim. So we explore in the Ran that the chilik between a Vlad of a Trefa and sticking your hand, a knife, into Mei Imai and Shechting is not like Toisvis. Toisvis says the chilik is that here was the Dain Liyotza Avira Oilam. So maybe the Shechit is not a Shechit. But the Ran is saying the chilik is whether it helps Simon Imai to Matir or not. By a treifu, the Simon Imai are not matir ba'achila, not matir the uber ba'achila. So, dalet Simon machshmir achmana, the two of the mother don't work, the two of the vlad work. But in our case, it may Imai, where the two of the mother do work, so maybe the two of the vlad, maybe don't work. It's a different nekuda. It's not because it's not yas lavir ha'ilam. According to the Ran, it's because it's mahani Simon Imai. And where it's loy mahani Simon Imai, latir ba'achila, that's where you say dalet Simon machshmir achmana. According to the Ran, if let's say the aim is a trefa, so then the mother simonim don't help for the vlad. The shechita's aim will not be matter the vlad. So over there we say that shechita of the vlad is mutter. Dal simon achshmir achmana. So in bazay should come out that it's mutter to shech the vlad me'imai when the mother's a trefa. So it comes out to kiveger achinish adina that even though Ravoish declared a shaila of is it a shechita or not? That's only if the mother is not a treifa. But if the imay was a treifa and you moishet yodel mei behema and you shechted a ben teschai, then the shechita for sure helps. Because over here it does not have simani imay latiroi. Mashengen according to Tosfos. Tosfos says that everything's totally in yotz lavir oilam, it'll still have the same suffix. Oh, so frek to be kiveger akasha tsuma, gevaldik akasha. There's an al gemaritz mevor that the boy of Rav Yishai is even according to Meir. Rav Meir holds, in the following Mishnah end of the Amud, that a ben teschai is not nitter b'shchitas imay. A ben teschai cannot become mutter l'achila ay b'shchitas imay. There's no din ben pakun a ben teschai. It has to have its own shchita. That means it doesn't have simani imoy. And still our Gemara is misupik, even according to our mayor, that maybe in may imoy, the shechita shouldn't help. L'chaira, according to the Ran, if just like if the mother's a trefa, and it doesn't have the shechita sa'im, simani ra'im are not mayel, don't help for the vlad. We say it's pasha that a shechita of the vlad works. And Melin Me'imai also shechita the vlad should work. That's, and the only chilik was because over here the shechita the simanim of the aim a mile for the vlad. So if I find your kortra mail a ma'isa ben teschai Me'imai does not have shechitas simanim of the aim to be matter the vlad because it holds you have to have its own shechita. There's no simanimai. So why doesn't wear a clear shaila? It should be clear that the shechita should help in the vlad. Elamai Zochik Vegas Balkarchs before that even where it doesn't help Simani Imai Ravoish still has a shaila that maybe a shechita may Imai is not a good shechita. It's unbelievable. The Kash Gavaldik Tzarchiin Bishlei and always Bishlei will if he taisvis the Iker Chilik is that in our sugi Ravoish was a dying liyotzlavira oilam didn't come out yet. So the Gemara Safik is that maybe it doesn't help a shechita may Imai. It's not a shechita. The Simani of a bottle to the aim a shechita may Imai is not a shechita. Even the Kortra Meir that whole Ben Tes Chai. Is not nita reshchita sa'im, and you have to have its own shchita, but you can have a clay, you can have a shayla. Maybe the shchita helps me'imai, maybe she doesn't know me'imai. It needs shchita, but the shayla is, it's not yoslavir oilam, so maybe it's not a shchita. But later on, if the chile between imai trefa and me'imai is whether it helps simani o'im to imate the vlad, according to our mayor, it doesn't help simani o'im to imate the vlad, it's exactly the same as a trefa. So it should be just like by a trefa, we say that the vlad becomes mutter through its own shchita sasimanim. The mei imai, according to a mayor, should also the vlad should also be mutter with shchita atzmai, with its own simanim, because the simani or aim do not help for the vlad. We can make it blibes by a tzarechi in gadol on the shaila lefi haran, because the it's almost clear from the gemara that declares a shaila according to a mayor that holds ben tes chai, the mother's shchita does not help for the vlad. And just like a trefa. And still the Gemara declares whether shechita may imay should be a shechita or not. Memes, if you look at the lashon of the Rajma says that filu inema dal siman machshir yachmana mikol kem hasam hu biyotza chay lavira olam. That's when it came out alive. Avol kanch may imay boilon simanim simanim hein chashuvim imlav. His lashon is imay the shaila. In the simanim, are the simanim chashuv monat? The Rajma sounds like a third getter. That the boig of shechita me'imai is whether simanim chashuv a simanim monat. Therefore, there's a tzad that doesn't have shechita, because the mahus of shechita, shechita simanim is taking away the chiyus. Maybe simanim uber bifnim are not chashuv a simanim. Saif, the chiyus of the uber is agavima, is not an independent. So if the chiyus of the uber is agavima, maybe simanim are not simanim bachla. And if it's not simanim, that's why it doesn't help a shechita. If it may imay. So that's a third agdara. Now, that's also just to summarize before we go on to one last to finish off the shtickle, but summarize, we have that's in three ways to understand why a shechita may imay should not be a shechita. Tosfos says a shechita should not be a shechita because it's like yotzel avira oilam. It's bottle agav imay. It doesn't, you can't shecht it may imay. The lashon of the Ran is because it's niter, it's the reason why the tzad that the shechita should not work in the simanim is because of the aim, because wherever wherever it has simani imai, kumi does not have simani atzmai, and that's what we ask. If it's kasha, so where it doesn't have simani imai, and shetzicha should have simani atzmai. That's what we asked the Kordra Meir, that ben tes chai doesn't have simani imai, and shetzicha have simani atzmai. And now we find the third way. According to the Rajma, possibly the understanding is because the simanim don't have a shem simanim. Simanim are chiyus. And a chiyus of an ubar is agav imay. It's not independent. And therefore, it's not simanim for shechita. The simanim are not simanim and not giving what's giving its chiyus. The chiyus is for the aim. Now, Kiveger, in Shulchan Aruch and Yardan Sim Yudalid, says, misapakna, if the mother died, v'shochet havlad me'imay. If the mother was Mesa, the Ravisha Shaila is when the mother wasn't Mesa. What happens if the mother died? He says, maybe we have a Zeye Shlema Davi Shchita. Why? The only suffering anymore is if the mother's alive. Then, the Ozye Shlema Ad Lashon Kveg is Avlad Kechelek Mino Aim. If the mother's alive, then the Vlad is like a Chelek of the Aim, and doesn't have its own shechita. It's not a behemoth from the atzmai. Avma mesa ha'em, if the mother died, the yeshleim and avlad ra k'munach b'kufsa u'chinay la'domi. If the aim is mesa, so then it's not having, it's not a chelik of the aim. It's just in a box. And Ukiveg is medame this to Among and Avram. Among and Avram in Shin Lamates Ner Chaim brings b'shem the Ramban that we know the halacha that Yisrael is not nereg ala ubrin. That means if Yisrael chas v'sholem kills an ubar, it's not chayif ha'shvichas dam. It's not called hariga, it's not chayif sayif, it's not a ritzeach, it's not a ritzicha. Menayach is different. But Yisrael is not nereg ala ubrin. The Mogen Avram says, if the mother died and there's an ubar inside, then it's considered like the ubar is yolud, and delas u denova for ne'adami, and memela you'll be muzer on that ubar. That ubar, if you kill that ubar, yichai misi yiritzeach. Ah, it wasn't yolud. There was no later. It's not out of the mother. It's not out of the rechem. It's still in the rechem. But if the mother's not alive, it's like it's out. So Kiveg is medame that Mogen Avram to prove and to show that the reason why the Uber, possibly a shechita in the Uber of Meir Ima is not a shechita, is because the Uber is bottled to the aim. The Uber is a chelik of the aim. But if the aim would be mace, then the Uber is not a chelik of the aim. It's kiyolud. And it's kiyolud gabi shechita. And mele would be a good shechita, the kuli alma. And the raya is from the fact that the Magen Rav also says that the gabe, the din that Yisrael is not nereg ala ubrim. That's only when it's be may aim that's chai. But if the aim is mace, then it's considered like yolud. It's not yolud mamish, but it's like del's novel for now because it doesn't have chias agave aim. It's just like in a box. So mail over here also will be a shechita. Hey, the Kvega says that according to the Lavush, if the reason is als halada, then it won't be shechita either. But als the chias of the ubar, it's independent now. Al Kapani, see from Kivega that the holy boy Rav Aishia, maybe it's not considered simonim, because the holy side of simonim is mehechsha shechita. And if there's no shaykhas to whether the aim is niterasai de shechita, that's me a lot. It's not, you see from the Kivega also, that the Kivega is obviously, they held it was very shver, the Ran, that, so male, it's not, according to Kivega, it's not shaykh either to the nidain of Imai Trefa, because it's not new to Imai Trefa. Imai Trefa is where the Vlad was ready yoitz, it was ready noila, it was outside. So it's already vada its own simanim, its own berry, its own behema, vada the shechita z'atz midal simanim ashmi achmana. Mashenkin Ravashi Shaila is me'imai, the chasin simanim, not simanim. It's bottle agav ha'im. And Mela doesn't know, there's a possibility that the shechita won't help the kuli alma, even according to Meir Hob and the Teschai, and according to Abanan also, maybe you wouldn't say over here, dal simanim ashmi achmana. And Al Kapanim, there's at least two or three ways, the mechalik, between imai trefa, and Shechti Mimei Imai.
Let us move now to the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Ashechet as habehema, umotza bo ben shmoina chai oi meis, oi ben tisha meis, koiroi umoitzi es damai. The dam is osir, but the vlad is mutter. Becomes nitter b'shchita saim. Motza ben tisha chai, ton shchita. It requires a shchita on its own, because it's not mutter with the shechita of the aim, v'chayev v'oisev es v'noi, divrem meir. And v'chachomim meirim shechita as imoi mitar rosei. The shechita of the aim is mitar the vlad, even by a ben tisha chai. Mavur in the Mishnah, the remeir is matir of ben shmoina chai, if it's only 8 months old, it's not expected to live, or mace, or even a ben tes mace. Only in a ben tes chai is he choylik. The Ramban, Rajman, the Rosh, Rishonim understand in Rashi that according to Rav Meir, everything is dependent upon whether it was kolu chodshei ho'ibur or not. In other words, if it was a full bentes, if it was kolu lechadoshav, and it was a bentes, a fully developed vlad, then it's considered a beria bifnei atzmoi, its own entity, and it's not niter, does not become permitted with the shechita of the aim, it requires its own shechita. On the other hand, if it was loy kololoy chad sheho ibur, if it wasn't yet complete, the 9 months that it needs to fully develop, for example, a ben ches, in such a case, Rav Meir agrees that the shechita of the mother is going to be matir the vlad. The Rishonim ask, then if that's the case, everything is dependent upon chad kololoy chadoshav, so why does Rav Meir agree that in the ben tes that was mace, that the shechita so'em is matir the vlad? L'chayre was kol alei chadoshav. It should be viewed as a separate beria, a separate entity. What's a nafkemina if it's chai or if it's mace? It's a beria b'fnei atzmai. And this beria, this existence of a vlad, which we should view as an independent existence from the mother, should require its own shchita and should not become mutu the shchita so'em. Also, it is difficult to understand that how could we be matir any vlad that was nimtza mace b'seich me'imoy? It's possible that the b'shas the shchita so'em, the vlad was chai. Since we're saying, according to Rabbi Meir, there's enough gemina if it's a ben tes chai or a ben tes mace, so if it was chai, b'mei imoy, b'shas shchita so'em, even if it was mace acherkach, l'chayra, b'shas the shchita was alive. If b'shas the shchita was alive, it didn't receive a heter through the shchita so'em, according to Rabbi Meir. And even if afterwards it was mace. So if that's true, you always should be choshish that possibly it was chai b'shas the shchita, and now when you kore, open it, and you see that there's a ben tes mace, maybe it died after the shchita. So how could we say that this ben tes mace is mutter? So we're asking, what's the nekudas hachili between a ben tes mace and a ben tes chai? And whatever that chilik is, why aren't we always choshish that maybe the vlad died only after the Shechita So'em? And the Shechita So'em is not Matir Ben Tes Chai, according to Rabbi Meir. So the Rosh says, a Gevaldike Yisoy, and the Rosh says, that according to Rabbi Meir, Chadoshim and Avir are Garmilo. That means, it's not sufficient just that it was called Lechadoshav, and it's Ben Tes. And it has to be that it was called Lechadoshav, and it has to be that it's Avir. Yotz Lavira Oilam. In other words, if it was kol lechadoshav, and it was shachat esimay when it was chai, and then it was mace, before it was yaitel avira oilam, according to Rabbi Meir, would be mutter. Because the avira is also what is necessary, a necessary ingredient. It's also what is goyrem, to be machshiv de behema, as a beri b'fnei atzmai. If it was not yaitel avira oilam, it's still niter b'shchitas ho'em. So it has to be that it was chai b'shas the shchita, that the shchita is not going to be matir, and then it's still chai. So then it requires its own shchita. But if it was mace before Yotz Lavira Olam, then even according to Rabbi Meir, it'll become mutter with the shchita so'em. You need both. The mele, it's not shver arakasha, a ben tes mace is avadin niter b'shchita so'em. Aye, maybe it was mace afterwards. Maybe b'shas the shchita se'em was chai and then it was mace. In such a case, the Rosh is saying that avad, it will also become mutter b'shchita se'em. So therefore, Remeir's din only applies according to the Rosh in a case where there was a shchita se'em and you found a ben tes chai and it was yotz lavir oilam as a ben tes chai. Such a ben tes chai is not niter with a shchita se'em, it's a beri b'fnei atzmai and requires its own shchita. But if you found a mace, a ben tes mace, it's no nafkemina if it was mace before the shchita so'em or after the shchita so'em. In either case, it'll be mutter with the shchita so'em and it would not require its own shchita. Asay shteitin rosh. Gevaldike yisoid. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, ein zeh mechuvar. If it was mace after shchita so'em, even though it was before, there was yotz lavira oilam, it does not become mutter. It's not mutter with the shchita so'em. He understands the svar Rameir that he's made in a ben tes, that it's nitter with the shchita sa'im, because mutter with the mother shchita, ben tes that's mace, is only because any vlad that is not shaykh to do with the shchita, it's nitter ide imay. A ben tes chai is shaykh by a shchita. If it's shaykh by a shchita for its own, it doesn't help the shchita sa'im. So therefore, according to the Ramban, if b'shas the shchita sa'im was chai, even though it was mace afterwards, and then it was yotz lavir oilam, but mace, it still would not become mutter with the shchita so'em, because b'shas the shchita so'em, the uber was a ben tes, and it was chai, and it was roi to have its own shchita, not like the rush, and it was roi to have its own shchita, then it's not nitter b'shchita so'em. It comes out, according to the way the Ramban understands Rabbi Meir, you need to have kol oloi chadoshav, tes chadoshim, and you just need that it's roi lotzeis lavir oilam and to be geshochten, lafuke ames. Then it's nechshav aberi b'fnei atzmai. If it's roi to go out, it's chai now, mishas shchita, and it's roi to have a shchita, so it's not nitta b'shchita za'im. According to Chacham, even in such a case, it's not considered a beria b'fnei atzmai, unless it was kolei chadosh and it was already noilad. Not just that it was chai and roi to be yoitz lavir oilam and to have its own shchita. According to Chacham, it has to actually be born before the shchitas ha'im. But we have a yisaitis tikkun machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban. In a case, in the Shitz Ameir, in a case where Mishas the Shchita Sa'im, the Ben Tes was Chai, and then it was Mace, and it was Yotz Lavira Oilam, according to the Rosh, the Ben Tes is Nitter, becomes Mutter Mishchita Sa'im, although Mishas Shchita was still Chai, doesn't make a difference. According to Rosh, in order to view it as an independent barrier that doesn't have the heter of the Shchita Sa'im, it has to have two components, a Ben Tes and plus Yotz Chai Lavira Oilam. Mashenkin, according to Ramban, it won't be nitzer b'shchita sa'im, even if it was chai, if it was chai b'shas the shchita, even if it was mace before it was yetz lavir. Because if at the time of the shchita sa'im, it was roi to have its own shchita, it was roi lots lavir oilam, it was chai, so it already is considered a separate barrier, and it's not nitzer b'shchita sa'im. And Mr. Shash learns in Rashi that you need chadoshim and avir, according to Rameir, not just chadoshim. Brings a raya from the Rashi Nomin Beis that Rameir assers the chelim and the gid of Ben Tes Chai because he holds chadoshim avira garmi. So he's gary, so you have to have both chadoshim and avira. Maybe there's mokim in the achreinim. Also, there's maybe mokim to machalik between a heter shchita, which is possibly totally chadoshim alone, as opposed to a heter of the chelim, which you need to also have the avir. It doesn't have a shem chelim until it's yitz lavira oilam. This will come back to Beis Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the nekuda of chelim. One more nekuda, two other nekudas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's mechalik between Issa Chelev and Issa Dam. The Mishnah's mechalik that even if you learn from Exeris HaKosev, of Kol Meimatei Chelu, that the Shechita Sa'im is Mati the Uv Bachila, and even the Chelev, but the Dam is not Nichlal in this Heter. The Dam has the same status as Dam Hoivorim. It's Osir. And if you eat it, you're over Alav. What's the chilik between the Chelev and the Dam? So the Chasam Sefer is Mazmir Rashi that by Chelev we find that the Torah was mechalik between the Inchalovim. The Chelev, not every single Chelev in the Behema is Asur Ba'achila. The Gab Mekdoshim we find such a chilik. The Torah passels the Chelev La'akrov L'Gab Mizbeach. And instead of La'fuke other Chelev of other Behemas. This Chelev, this Ben Pakua, is passel La'akrov L'Gab Mizbeach. So therefore it's mistaver that Gabi Isra Achila also, the Torah was mechalik between the Chelev of Ubar and other Chelev. It's mechalal the heter of the whole guf through the Shechit HaSaim. I mean, we see that it's different, the Chelev of the Ben Pakua, than the Chelev of regular Behema. Chelev is relative. So therefore in Chelev we can say that it's nichlal the heter of Kol Behema Techelu, just like the Shechit HaSaim is mati the Basar without a Shechita, it's mati the Chelev also. Anything found in the mother's, in the mother has a heter of Shechit HaSaim is mati everything. Masheng Legabi Dam, the Chasam Sefer says we don't find any chilik between the Dam of the Ben Paku of this, Ubar and any other Dam of any other Dam of Alevarim, so why should it be different? God of the Rosh in Simon Hay says, a different explanation of why the dam should be osir. He says the dam is osir because it's nivla b'chol haguf. It gets absorbed in the guf, and it's considered like dam oivorim that was perished from the behemah itself. What is the kavanah of the Rosh? So the Taz in Yeridei Simeon Yud Gimel is mevayer the kavanah of Rosh. He says v'nira daitoi she'adam she'beubar misarev im dam habehemah atzma. The dam in the ubar mixes with the dam of the behemah. Because Sha'ubar nishavev nizimimenu, the Ubar gets created and gets sustained from the dam of the behema. So alkenli odif midama behema atzma. It's not better than the dam of the behema itself. It seems from the Rosh, not the way the Chasam Sefer understood that there's a svarati mechalik that the heter of kol behema applies only to chelev, which we find the chelev of ben kvaku is different than the chelev of other behemas as opposed to dam. But it's a factual chelik. The dam of the Ben Pakua is really the dam of the Behema. It's nivel in the whole guf. It's considered like dam of the Ivarim that was pierced in the Behema itself. It's regular dam of Kilu Dam Ivarim of the Behema itself. Now Achreinim is Mitzchias and is Stipler and others that explain the Rosh a little differently. They say that the Rosh didn't mean, like the way Taz said, that the dam of the Uber is taka misari with the dam of behema itself, and because it's savev and nizim ben, what comes from it, it's not, it's dam habehema. They understood that the Rosh was saying that the chila between chelev and dam is that chelev, we find that the Torah only assered the chelev behema in certain mekaymis misiyamim, only in certain places. For example, chelev that's ala kerev, ala kloyos, but not on the chelev. On the chelev is mutter. This chelev that's aser and chelev that's mutter. Now, if the Torah was matir, the ubar, through shchita se'em, so what's the pshat in that? The vadat exeris ha'kosav kol behema techelu, that whatever's in the behema shah shchita se'em becomes mutter. But what's, why is the ubar mutter with the shchita se'em? Because they understand that it's like a chelik of the aim. It's not nechshav a berry b'fnei atzmai. It's viewed as a part of the aim, and it becomes mutter. Al yidei the shchita se'em, just like the rest of the mother becomes mutter. The rest of the behema becomes mutter. The Mela, he said, they want to understand that the chalav, the chalav of the ubar is not nidoin, like the evarim of its own self, but like the evarim of the mother. So it's like the chalav that's in the ubar, even though it's a chalav shalakarev alakloyis mitzad the ubar, but if you view it as a part of the aim, so it's just tam chalav, not in the right place. So it's not a chalav shalagabi karev. It's not the chalav that the Torah asered. So it's not a chalav shalisser. So the chelev is different than the dam, because the chelev, we could say, is not the regular place where the Torah asked chelev. Torah asked chelev al kerev al kloyes. But the chelev, the ubar is so part of the behema. That's why it becomes mutter. B'shchita so'em, that the chelev also is viewed as a chelev not b'mkoymai, like the chelev in the different, on different aver, if you look klapi the aim. And therefore the chelev of the ben paku is mutter. Mashenk the gabi dam, it's not totally in any mokim misuyim in the gufa behema. Mimela, it's oim the mokim misure, it's where it is, it's usr, it's not bechlal, the kloliestik a heter of the ubar, and which would include the chelev, but not the dam. The dam is different. Maybe this, it's not exactly the way the Taz explains it, but it does fit into the Lashna Rosh. The doma is usr, it's nivla bechol aguf, it's dam hevar. The Rosh is saying is that dam is dam. This is a dam of the behema, dam of the vlad. Whatever the dam is going to be usr. It's part of the guf, so it's vayta dam of the guf of the behema. So it's vayta usr. Dam hevar of the behema, so that's also usr. Dam is usr. Chelev, it's totally in the mokim of the chelev. If the chelev is in the right place, then with the Torah usr, then the chelev is usr. Chelev of the ubar is not viewed as chelev of Isser. Mashal also explains this way in the Smag, and other Achreinim understand it. This is the Nekudas Achille between the Chelev, that's Mutter, Ayde Shechita Seim, that's the Heter Chelev Ben Pakua, La Fuke, the Dam. A very interesting Nekuda will come out of this understanding is that there's no Raya from the fact that the Chelev is Mutter, there's no Raya to the Gedder of the Heter of Ben Pakua. So, a lot of Achreinim want to bring a Raya from the fact that a chelev ben pakua is mutter, so it's muchach that the gather of the heter of ben pakua is not that the shchita se'em is as if the shchita tutzuch in the uber. The shchita se'em is misyacheses to the uber, and the uber is like keshochut. Because then why would that help to matter the chelev? Just because it has a din of shochut, then you can matter other isurim. So the Achreinim say, oh, it's a raya to the other way that we declare all the famous, declare of the Achreinim, the famous Chakira, maybe that's the reason why the Ben Paku is mutter is not because a Shechit in the aim is like, considered like a Shechit in the Vlad. But it's because the Xeris HaKosov called Vema Techelu, whatever's Nimtz in the aim is mutteris. So you have they bring a raya from the fact that the Chelev of a Ben Paku is mutter. Why is the Chelev mutter? A Shechit in the aim being considered a shchit in the vlad is a reason to be matir a chelev ben pakua. What does one have to do with the next? Shchit is matir chilas moser. It's not matir isurim. Why should he matir this chelev? Elamai, it's muchach that the gedder of the heter is the xeris hakosav. Kol beimah sechelu. Whatever is found in the beimah is muteris, and the ubar that's found in the behema has a heter. Alide shchit asoim. So mila all the isurim also have heter. Everything is muter. That's not going to be a good raya lefi these achrayim. Lefi these achrayim, the reason why we say that the chelev is mutter, it's not a mechiach in either direction. Because the reason why the shchita se'im is mesiacheses to the ubar is because we say the ubar is nidin like a chelek of the aim. So there could be that the shchita tak of the aim is mesiacheses to the ubar. It's like it's a shchita in the ubar. So you ask me, Akasha, so but then how come the chelev is mutter? What is the fact that the shchit of the aim being considered a shchit and the umar have to do being matir? The isser chelev? The answer is exactly like we said. That is the etzem reason why the chelev is mutter. Because since the umar is considered like a chelik of the aim, so then this chelev is not chelev shel isser. It's not bim koimai. It's not in its right place. Adarav, he anesenis, the same reason why we would consider a shchita in the aim to be considered a shchita in the ubar tells us that the ubar is viewed as a chelik of the aim, and if the ubar is viewed as a chelik of the aim and like one of the evarim, so then the chelev that's in the ubar is not bim koimai. It's not a chelev ala kloyos. It's not chelev ala kerev. It's not the chelev that the Torah asked. And that's why that chelev is mutter. So therefore, whichever way you understand the gedder of the heter ben pakua, everything in the behema teichelu becomes muteris, or that the shchitas aim is misyaches instead of lad. Either way, we have a way to understand why the chelev should be muter. As I talked to Imre Moshe and the Kilos Yankim and other achrenim, that lefis svarosam, the way they understand the heter chelev, there's no raya to the get of the heter ben pakua. Other reasons that are given in rishonim for Mechlal, why should the dam be osur? The Ran and the Ritva say, another reason the Mechlal between dam and chelev, he says that dafka midi da achila, something of achila, the Torah was matir, v'le midi the shtia, and not drink, like dam ben pakua. Kilo, the Xeris HaKosim was only for a heter achila, wasn't for heter shtia. Ruki Veger in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, he says another reason, we hold that dam she bishloi, is ain't no ever love. So there's no raya from the pasuk that called Me'emet Techelu that Dam Ben Paku is mutter because you could cook it and eat it. So just because the Torah is mutter everything doesn't mean it's mutter without a bishul. Maybe it's dafka ayde bishul. So Me'ela, there's no raya for the heter of Dam. Mashenken called Me'emet Techelu includes Chelev, so obviously Chelev has a heter. Just in summary, we learned a few reasons to be mechale between the Isser of Chelev and Dam. And going backwards, according to Mekiveger, because maybe the Torah is matir, everything inside of the animal, and dam is also mutter, but dam is mutter only ayidei bishul. You have no raya, dam without bishul be mutter. According to Ran and Ritva, maybe the Torah is only matir, heter achila, not shtia, not drinking, not dam. Or according to the Stipler, according to the Rimaisha, the svara is that the chelev is shalai bim kaimai. The uber is a chelek of the aim. It's not the chelev, the Torah asked it, it's not the chelev shala kloye, it's not the chelev shala kerev. And a mela, it's not that which the Torah asked. We said from the Taz says the difference is because the dam is dam mixes with the mother, so it's really like the dam of the aim. It's in this havanizim menu. It's not its own entity. Mashenkin the chelev has to be its own entity. And we have also the Chasam Sefer Svar that the Svarti Mechal between the Chelev and the Dam is because Chelev, we see there's a Chilek. We see that the Torah says that the Chelev is not Kosher Lakrova, the Chelev Ben Pakua. So therefore it's Mstavr to say that the Chelev of the Torah was Matir. But Dam, we don't find any Chilukim between this Dam and Dam Evarim, and Mela Dam remains awesome.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.